Hey there, awesome people. How are you guys doing? So this is your Vibro from Tech Arena. And today in this podcast, I'll be talking about the iPhone 14 and Pro chips, OnePlus 5T's low light photography, Apple iPhone, iPad, iMac, lockdown mode, and last but not the least, ARM Immortalis ray tracing GPU for smartphones. So if this is the first time you're listening to our podcast, then please do follow us on the platforms and whichever platforms that you're listening to right now. I just had some problems out there. We're available on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast as well. So make sure you're following us right there as well. And I know if you're listening to our podcast from before, then I'm really sorry for this really big gap. Me and my team was really busy with work, so the podcast got the least love, but we're planning to bring it on in a regular basis, so make sure you follow us on whichever platform that you're listening to right now. All right, so number one is about the iPhone 14 and 14 Pro, as we all are excited about new devices from Apple. So as per various reports from various publishers, Apple will announce the iPhone 14 and 14 Pro and above models in 2 months. And here's what we know so far. These are rumors, of course, but they're really strong rumors. Now, iPhone 14 will get the same A15 Bionic chip as iPhone 13. And meanwhile, iPhone 14 Pro and above will feature the newer A16 chip. Also, there is a change in design for the 14 Pro and above models. Now you will get a hole punch plus pill design for Pro and above. Meanwhile, iPhone 14 will feature the same display design as the iPhone 13. Most importantly, iPhone 14 Pro is rumored to feature a 48 megapixel camera sensor, the first in its history. And this is something I'm really personally excited for to check it out myself, because even the iPhone 13, Apple has been using a 12 megapixel sensor, but still they are nailing the image photography and also videography, kind of everything. So now I am really excited to see if it is really, there is going to come 48 megapixel cameras on their smartphones, on their iPhones, on Apple's iPhone, of course, because there is no other vendors who says, or companies who says iPhone, I must be tripping. So yeah, I'm really excited to see how 48 megapixel camera on a smartphone that is by an Apple iPhone cameras, 48 megapixel. Whoo, I must be tripping myself somewhere. So I'm really excited about it. Now on the second, we have OnePlus 10T 5G, which could feature the best low light camera, of course, it is said by them, ever featured on a smartphone. The upcoming OnePlus flagship, that is the OnePlus 10T 5G, will feature the largest ever image sensor used on a OnePlus phone. This could bring in a new big, generational gap with its predecessors. And according to the well-known tipster Digital Chat Station, the upcoming device is codenamed Ovaltine, which is very unique. And it's reportedly said to feature the latest Snapdragon 8 Plus Gen 1 SoC, of course, because it's the latest and the greatest. The device is also expected to feature one of the best low-light photography, available on a smartphone, thanks to its 50-megapixel camera sensor. This is a really bold claim, because we have seen other companies trying to market their smartphone as the best zoom camera or the best camera with the biggest sensor or the best video camera and yada yada yada, but only time will tell and the results will tell. So right now this is a good news, because OnePlus is trying to do something different. Let's see what it happens after it just comes out. Now along with that, there is also an 8 megapixel ultra wide sensor and a 2 megapixel macro sensor. And there is no information related to the front-facing camera. Now, the low-light photography is something all smartphone companies tend to run after, like I said, but only time will tell. So let's just keep our hopes high and let's see what OnePlus has in store for us. Now, Apple is working on a new extreme security feature called iPhone Lockdown Mode, which is coming to iPad and Mac as well. Basically, it will protect against targeted cyber attacks. And here's how Apple describes the safety measures lockdown mode will take place when it launches. Now, these are the changes for the following applications or software. For messages, most of the message attachment types other than images will get blocked. That is for messages. For web browsing, certain complex web technologies like just-in-time, or JIT in short, JavaScript compilations are disabled unless the user excludes a trusted site from lockdown mode. For Apple services, incoming invitations for service requests, including FaceTime calls, are blocked and only the user can initiate a call or chat, which is great for privacy reasons as well. For FaceTime, incoming FaceTime calls from people you have not previously called are blocked. Great again. Shared albums. Shared albums will be removed from the Photos app and new shared albums invitations will be blocked. And wired connections with a computer or accessories are blocked when iPhone is locked. Great security features. I'm really excited for it. Now let's talk about ray tracing that is coming to smartphones. ARM recently announced three new mobile graphics solutions, the Mortalis G715, Mali G715 Sense Ray Tracing, and a mid-tier Mali G615 module. Ray tracing is finally coming to smartphones. It is there in desktop graphics cards as well, the NVIDIA RTX series, the ray tracing series. This means that there will be shiny detailed reflections all around, but this is also pretty much a big concern about what the developers will do about it, because if the game developers doesn't work, if the game developers don't work on the ray tracing feature, it's not a big deal. There won't be any good use of this ray tracing feature of these GPUs. Now, the firm also promised a significant performance upgrade as well, along with the much higher energy efficiency compared to previous generation GPUs. Tech media giant Android Authority chatted with ARM's graphics expert during the company's annual client tech day, which revealed the latest cores are the fourth generation of its Valhalla graphics architecture, which on paper sounds pretty exciting, but you know, only time will tell. Now, talking about the lineup, it starts with the Immortalis G715, then the regular Mali G715 Sense Ray Tracing, and lastly is the Mali G615. There is no specific information about the release date. However, you can expect it to be by mid-2013. Now, this is something I'm really excited to see because this is MediaTek taking a look at it. But let's see. I'm also really excited to see what Snapdragon has in store for us, because there is the Adreno GPUs as well, which comes with the Snapdragon processor. So I'm really excited to see that. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. I hope this informative or hot tech topic kind of podcast is really helpful for you in the journey or whenever you are listening to this podcast. Like I said, if this is the first time you're listening to our podcast, then please follow us on the platform, in whichever platform that you're listening to right now. And also, don't forget to check our official website, which is nothing but www.arenaoftech.com without no space, as well as our YouTube channel, which is Tech Week, which is spelled as TECHTWWK with no space in the middle, where amazing contents are uploaded for you guys. Well, this is Vibro signing out, and I'll see you in the next week's podcast. So until then, take care, and I'll see you right then. Thank you.